Today on the Cooligans, we have BWP. Bradley Wright Phillips is joining us to talk about the MLS weekend. The playoffs are here. Messi is here. We're going to be talking all about it. We're also going to be recapping the Champions League week as well. A lot to go over today. All this and more today on the Cooligans.
Yo, your girl ever tell you a story about somebody who like annoyed her or like upset her?
That's pretty much how every relationship works. Yeah. I've been there.
But you know how like you and I probably would handle it differently than they do?
Okay, sure.
You know? Feel like my wife like wants me to listen. You know what I mean? And I'm just like, how do we get rid of these people? You know what I mean?
How do we solve this? This is a very common, you know, men do, like, men want to solve problems. Yeah. And women want to be heard and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, that's...
Can I hear you while we're solving the problem?
This is like, you know, my TikTok algorithm is very directed towards me.
Right, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you know, like someone at work is annoying her and I go, psychological warfare. You steam broccoli in the microwave. And then you don't eat it. You just let it fester. And then when you can't smell it no more, you rehydrate and re-steam the psychological warfare.
Yeah, this is evil.
And then you just keep saying things like, yo, did you fart? To the person.
Sure, that's an option. That's one way to do things.
Yeah, and I think I'm right.
And so wait, are you asking because this is, did your wife try this?
No. She just thinks I'm crazy because this is what I would suggest.
Okay, so your wife is a normal person. Got it. All right, at least you married.
How did we end up together? It's what I'm asking.
At least you learned. You
20 know. Years together and now I find out?
What's
You're
up?
A normie?
Okay. Well, I can't wait to ask our guest if that's something that he would suggest as well.
I bet you that works in a locker room. Steam some broccoli,
that's
bro.
That is how you destroy a locker room, without a doubt.
I also know a guy who could get you bed bugs. I said that.
Man, I got the bed bug plug.
Yeah, the bed plug, if you will.
The bed bug plug is crazy. Bro, anyway,
I really do.
When you say it too fast, it sounds like bed butt plug, and that's not what we're talking about.
Let me tell you something. I got the guy for that, too. I don't really talk to him as often as I do the bed bug guy. But whatever you need.
Anyway, welcome to the show, everybody. My name is Christian Polanco.
I'm Alexis Guerrero.
We're here, as always, on Yahoo Sports.
Hey, it's what you say when you meet my bed bug guy.
Because today is a wild one. We have an incredible guest today. This is a man that we tried to get on the show for such a long time. We've efforted this. And it's finally happening.
He's too scared.
He was too scared of us. Yeah. He's too intimidated.
To us, little jokesters.
We're just clowns, all right? We're going to be joined by the one and only Bradley Wright Phillips, everybody, of MLS Season Pass. You've seen him on the MLS Season Pass cover. You may have seen him also in an LAFC jersey, getting some buckets, and a Columbus Crew jersey. I don't know. That's all I can remember.
No, he played for Charlton.
That's right. Yeah. Could we forget?
I think that's his whole career.
I haven't looked at his Wikipedia. You think I have the time for that?
No need.
Anyway, but BWP will be joining us in just a little bit. But before we welcome him in, we have to Champions League this week was...
Bananas. How you liking the new format?
I love bananas, but you know what? My son, he's saying banana. He's kind of there.
Why'd you become Jerry Seinfeld?
I'm just saying, it was just
my son.
I felt uncomfortable bringing it up because it made no sense, and this is not part of the rundown. Yeah. But he's saying,
when have you and I stuck to this?
Okay. He goes, na na when he sees a banana, and I'm like, yes, it's working.
Is that his first word?
No, not really. He said he did he a couple mamas.
I was like, damn.
You started on level 8 already.
Where'd you hear it? My next question.
My man speaks AP baby.
Gugu Gaga, but the spelled French.
So, anyway, Champions League was very nana.
It was nana.
It was very nana.
Anyway.
And a couple... matches that.
Let's just go to the standings real quick.
Sure.
Make a sound when you're amazed at the standings, okay? So be silent until you're amazed. You ready?
Okay.
At the top of the standings of Champions League, Aston Villa.
Ah!
There you go.
Ah!
I'm with you. Nana!
That's the sound I make. I did not expect.
Crazy.
Aston Villa to be in first after, what, three matches?
Three matches. Three clean sheets, bro.
This is not expected. I did not expect this from the villains, man.
Unai Emery, bro.
I don't know. It's Unai Emery, and then he calls in the closer, John Duran.
John Duran, bro. Hey,
also, give me the lefty. Give me the lefty.
Who told Colombians it's spelled G-H-O-N? When did that happen? There's so many kids called John.
J-H-O-N. You said G-H-O-N.
J-H-O-N.
Yes, John Duran. But this is a common thing. Yeah, Latinos do this all the time.
Only in Latin America.
We mix it up.
How did that catch on?
I don't know. We mix it up from time to time. We're just like, nah, man, we're going to remix this name.
I will say.
Because it would be Juan.
Juan.
It should be Juan Duran.
I get it, but James, right? They know James, right?
They do know James.
But you know John. It's also pronounced the same O-H-N. Why'd you switch it up?
Look, man.
And apparently they all come from like one area. All the Johns are all from the one area of,
wow,
of Colombia. Like more the Caribbean side.
I just love that. I mean, a lot of Johns travel to Colombia. You know what I mean? Anyway.
Some of them on their way to Thailand as we speak.
But a couple of the matches that just surprised me. Obviously, to see Aston Villa in first is, I think, surprising to a lot of people.
Right.
But the obviously the Real Madrid against Dortmund game was unreal. Dude, that first
half, talking about City versus Sparta Prague 5-0. I think that was expected.
Well, it was expected, but it was a tough first half for them. And
Sparta
then
held on.
Haaland did Haaland things.
I
think it's just one of the things when you see Haaland score a goal like that. He's almost
Zlatan-esque.
It's Zlatan-esque, but he's. I would argue he gets. I don't even know if Haaland does like karate, like Zlatan did. Because
you know
Zlatan's
what?
Like,
I have no evidence to suggest he doesn't based on this goal.
Because he got his foot in an area where you could tell the defender was like, you're not even gonna try that. That's not even a thing.
Right. This ball's gonna go over both of our heads.
Or you're gonna go for the header and you're probably gonna miss it because but.
He ended looking towards his own goal.
Yeah.
And like back heel karate kicking the ball, which he's done before. He did it at, he did it last year, if I'm not mistaken. But watching this, I'm like, bro, there's no stopping you when you want to do it.
Because
it's like how women say, like, oh, if he wanted to, he would. You know what I mean? That was it, right?
That
there.
Was it.
That really was an example, bro.
Find a guy like Haaland that would throw his leg up there.
Get yourself a lady that will also do that.
Okay.
Have yourself fun if anybody needs a butt plug.
You need a bed bud plug.
Bro,
as well.
Gotcha.
I mean, just get it right. Make sure you call the right number.
Yeah. I'm going to give you two numbers. And I'm gonna let you decide which one's which.
Okay, you're gonna get something in the mail.
Some in the bed.
So, but no, I think it disheartened the rest of Sparta Prague.
It's gotta deflate you
because it's just you're
how
like,
you
what am I? What am I supposed to do? I already know he can like bang it in with both feet from anywhere on the pitch.
He can play center forward. He could run. He could do whatever he wants.
He's like, and I'm playing good defense. Yeah. I'm defending this well.
I'm doing all right.
And this I'm guy putting shows a body up. On yeah. him. I'm a pretty large man.
This guy shows up. I think he Hadouken in the middle of the game.
Dude, and that just a ridiculous attempt at goal. And it wasn't even like a back heel flick like the directly in the goal. It bounces on the ground like it was a header that they teach you like hit it to the ground.
Yeah,
he did.
He did head the ball with his heel.
Basically.
Yeah.
It's not fair. He has too many special moves, bro.
Yeah.
The other...
Let's talk about Barca buying.
Barca buying.
How did you think this was going to come out? We didn't really talk about this, but did you think Bayern were going to get absolutely cooked?
Not at all. I think the... You know, Harry Kane did score a goal. He got a goal taken away from Dislav from it being offside. But... It felt like there was a lot of conversation. I saw Vincent Kompany talking about the matchup against Hansi Flick. And he was like, Hansi Flick is a good coach. And, you know, he was obviously the former coach at Bayern. And he was like, but we'll see how our styles match up. And he's like, all right, well, we figured that out.
We found out. We figured that out. And I got to be honest, you might not want to hear this.
And I thought, you know, I guess maybe we've been so conditioned, or I've been so conditioned with that the managers at Barca have tended to be either Spanish or former players.
They had Johan Cruyff.
I know, recently, what I've sort of grown up with.
And
I'm like, oh, they're bringing a German coach. How's this really going to work? Does he really know the Barca? Like,
he's not going to click. Yeah.
Is Flick going to click? You know what I mean?
Yeah. He ain't Hansi Click, is he? Although Nico called him Hansi Blick, which is a great name for a rapper.
The Hansi Blicky, hey, bro. Brought it out against Bayern.
It certainly did.
And he has this team not only just playing really well, but like installing that, like those roles and that belief, and Rafinha. Just Rafinha is just, I think he's unlocked something in that guy.
100%.
That is just amazing to see.
He's like, hey, you know, we could go a little direct.
Sure.
I don't think anyone said at Barca since, what, 2004, 2005? No one has said like, yo, why don't we just try? Well, I guess during the Ronaldinho years and whatnot. But that ability to be like, yo, if you can get into space, we'll get the ball to you, is absolutely out of this world. Rafinha, Lamine Yamal, I can't believe Bayern played such a high line.
Yeah.
Knowing you've got those two guys that are absolutely going to burn you if you give them
space. And credit also to Rob Lewandowski, because that he sent in the ball for the first goal.
Right.
In the first minute.
He had one shot on target.
A goal.
Efficiency.
But that's a part of his game that is not necessarily overlooked, but it's just given his age.
Right.
You think like, when is this dude going to slow down? When is he going to like misplace passes or be less accurate with his shots or something? And the control and the quick decision to send the ball behind the defenders and to a running Rafinha, that is, it's things like that that you can, you know, that's where I credit Flick, of just like giving that belief in the players and giving them that freedom to do those things. But you can just see a team that is believing in each other. You know, we have the Clásico coming up this weekend, and it's just like, I'm probably leaning on Barca here because they just seem to have a much better chemistry as opposed to Real Madrid, where like Mbappe still hasn't really found his footing. Vinny's on another level.
Yeah, I mean, I can hear you. I can hear that, but that second half against Borussia Dortmund was pretty incredible.
Yes,
If second half Real pops up against Barca, it's going to be a hell of a match. But I kind of agree with you. I think Barca might be the squad right now.
Yeah, they're looking great. I mean the Real Madrid game against Dortmund. The only thing there was just like it was stunning to see how lost I think Real Madrid looked in that first half. And I always wonder, is it, you know, we know Ancelotti is a vibes guy, right? He lets the players have a lot of freedom.
Right.
What was it, Ancelotti saying something, or was it just the Rudiger yelling at? What happened in the Real Madrid locker room? Yeah, because
he yelled. He was like, "Let's come on."
There is a ferocity that Rudiger is capable. Who was it that somebody talked about him recently? It said like that was the toughest defender they've ever played against. I forgot who I was.
I don't know.
I forgot who it was.
I could see where that came from.
He's just intense. I can see why. He's very, very strong. But there just something happens. I really can't make sense of how you could have the tale of two halves. So like, which Real Madrid is going to show up, right?
See, I think that's the question. But also, I mean, Barca, there were times at Barca where they didn't have really, for as much as obviously they won by a lot, there were times where Bayern scored that equalizer. They took it to them. There was like a 20-minute period there where I was like, yo, Bayern ain't messing around. I don't know that, you know, we've talked about, they have 9 players from La Masia. They've got La Masia. They've got, you know, young players across the board. They can be picked apart with forwards as smart as Mbappe, Vinicius Jr., Jude Bellingham making a late run. You could kind of be picked apart. I think Rodrigo's injured, so I don't know if he's going to be able to play, but I haven't heard final word on that. But they could be, Barcelona could be picked apart. To me, I think Real Madrid kind of needed to get punched in the face a little bit to be like, oh, yeah, we've won everything, but we kind of got to go full throttle here.
The odd decision was to, they subbed out Gittens? I don't know.
Borussia Dortmund?
Borussia Dortmund, which was...
And they went like three at the back.
He scored the goal.
Like, fam, what you trying to do?
Yeah, it felt like a little bit of a, just like, overcomplicating.
Your most creative and threatening player. You're going to take him off?
Yeah, yeah. It was an odd decision because...
Nuri Sahin is how old again? How old is Nuri Sahin?
I do not know.
She's super young.
But
Hey, Siri, how old is Nuri Sahin, the coach of Borussia Dortmund?
I love this.
Is it going to work? About that. That's why you come to us, bro.
It's not a great look for MLS season pass and Apple TV, bro. Yeah.
It's crazy. Right.
An odd decision, but the
36 years old.
Okay, yeah, so young man. The other result, did you get a chance to see Lille Atletico?
I saw parts of it. I watched Celtic. Atalanta. That was awesome. Shouts to Celtic Park, man.
Okay.
That wasn't at Celtic Park. I know it wasn't.
Okay.
But shouts to, because like,
making sure.
No, even the away fans.
Shout out to
shout out to
Fenway Park. Yo. It's just dope, you know.
Bro, how's everyone at Nork Bears Arena? I just wanna know. You tell me, bro. But the away fans.
Okay.
That little corner, it felt like Celtic Park.
Nice.
Off of defending. Austin Trusty, out of his skin. Liam Scales, out of his skin.
After the beatdown they took at Dortmund, it's nice to... At least they got a clean sheet.
Yeah.
But Leo Atletico, tremendous. A brace from Jonathan David. So CONCACAF is...
A sub.
CONCACAFing out in Champions League. Right. He got
one really lucky bounce.
That second goal.
Made.
But he, you know, also the penalty was also very strange.
He went down the middle.
Oh yeah. For the penalty, but the penalty call.
Oh, it was completely not strange. I still don't know what
happened.
I
actually don't exactly know what happened.
No, same. And I watched multiple replays of it. I talked about it for 8 minutes this morning. And I'm like, can someone point out where the foul happened?
I'm here at the network that broadcast got all the camera angles.
I'm in CENTCOM 1, bro. And I can't figure it out.
It's just, I thought it was a handball. Maybe there was a foul.
My
even on the broadcast.
Was like, the announcers were like, I don't know. You know, and then all of a sudden the ref starts running towards the sidelines. So they're like, okay, well, the official's going to the VAR, but nope, he's going to give a yellow to Diego Simeone and go back. For such a big call, to not go to the screen is really confusing. And I think this is what people get pissed off about when it comes to VAR.
Yeah.
They forget how egregious some of the calls used to be before it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just got to trust these calls. Like, that's the same ref I got to trust without someone in his ear? No, mm-hmm. You're wrong. I think we need VAR, but we need... stricter rules, like you better go to that screen.
Yeah, it seemed like an odd decision because it was. I actually don't. Again, we're talking about it and we can't show it. Obviously, I do not know what actual foul
There's a
was.
Very light
or
kick
a handball.
Out.
There was a light kick out, but it wasn't clear. It also looked like a Leo player hit it with his hand.
Yeah, but the player that got kicked out was already falling.
Yeah, bro, it makes no sense.
It makes no sense whatsoever. It's very frustrating.
Regardless, Jonathan David gets the penalty and then gets another goal late in the game. So for Leo to beat Real Madrid and then Atletico Madrid back-to-back.
Bro, look at the standings, bro. The French teams are killing it. The worst French team right now in Champions League is PSG.
Damn, bro. Y'all in the mud.
Yo, you cooked, bro. What happened? Look at Monaco. Brest. Shouts to Brest, bro.
Okay.
We see
you. Need
you.
A bed bud plug?
Yo.
Wow.
Yo. It's just nice to see Brest so high, dog.
Okay. You know, you're not sagging down there like PSG, bro.
PSG down there along with a belly button, bro.
Okay, look, I mean, this is a little anatomical Champions League table that y'all didn't know you were getting.
Monaco on top of that.
Okay.
You know, on top of the breath. You know what I mean? And then you got...
Okay.
And then Lille, I think, is like in 16th, if I'm not mistaken, if you slide down a little bit.
All right. So, yeah, dude. I mean, look, impressive.
They're 15. 15.
So I think Leal is probably one of the bigger shocks. I mean, I think so after three matches, I mean, we're still sort of all talking about it. Like, how do we feel about this format?
I'm going to keep asking because I've liked it from the beginning, but I could understand people taking their time.
I've been meaning to make this point since match day one, but I think after three match days, what I'm sort of seeing is that given that you're not playing teams twice, there is less time and less ways to prepare for playing a team, right? Obviously, they would have only played the teams once in this moment. But I think seeing such a diverse group of teams so quickly leads to more disorganization.
I mean, even teams like Young Boys who went up against Inter.
Yeah.
They were, honestly, I think it was until the 89th minute or something?
Taram gets that late winner.
Yeah, but they were standing tall. They were also being aggressive. They weren't just defending. They were going after this team. That kind of stuff, like, you wouldn't see if it was a home and away. They'd be a little bit, oh, not until they come to our house are we going to, you know, kind of a thing. Even though, obviously, this wasn't their house. But that kind of, we better get them here because this, or we can hold them and then maybe get a, you know, squeak out a win in the next one. You don't have that. It feels like you got to go now.
Yeah, there's, like, a little less strategizing. Yeah. It's just like, yo, hit the Nas.
Yeah, we do what we do.
I don't want the fire
in the car. Do you know people are huffing Nas now?
Yeah, damn, bro.
Galaxy guys,
they need to get it quickly into their system.
Damn, we mean in cars. Do not be huffing. We don't support whippets on this show. You absolute maniacs. I know it's legal. Stop it.
Feyenoord Benfica was another crazy one where Benfica, again, these teams at home. And Benfica, for the most part, through years and years of Champions League, like, very difficult team to play at home. And they looked silly.
Yeah.
So I think that's kind of what we're getting here. Like, I think it's just harder to prepare for teams, knowing that you're not gonna have that home and away.
Yeah.
So I think we'll probably start seeing teams sort of adapt, but we're just the better part, at least as fans, we're seeing crazy amount of goals.
Yeah. We're also seeing, I mean, everything's upended. In 27th position is Atletico Madrid.
Yeah.
How? Bro, Bologna's 29th. I think we all knew they'd have a rough year. Bro, RB Leipzig is in 31st place. It's crazy. And if you guys don't remember, 9 through 24 have to go through the knockout. So they have to play an extra.
It sounds like an MLS table, bro.
It really does, bro.
49 teams.
Bro, this is crazy. Milan in 25th. They just had a big win. Bayern Munich in 23rd place. This is the chaos that we had hoped for with this new format.
I mean, it's going to be basically at the end of the league phase. Those last, like, one, two games.
It's crazy.
Bro,
because there's, like, two promotion relegation lines, right? There's getting into the top eight, and then there's going to be not being below 24, which completely knocks you out. Yeah. And there's no drop down. You don't go to Europa no more.
Mm-hmm.
You go home.
In Europe, most likely. Yeah. You have a home in Europe, I assume.
Yeah.
So, entertaining week in Champions League.
Arsenal are above Barcelona and Real Madrid. That's all you need to know about this.
It is wild. All right. We have BWP coming up next, and we're going to talk a lot of MLS stuff with him. I'm like giddy about this.
Bro, this is crazy.
All right. Just, you know, at least we have the Hudson River Derby right now, so we'll see how he feels about it. All right. So let's invite Bradley Wright Phillips to the studio.
Look at this, Christian.
Wow.
Years. Finally.
Years in the making.
We were begging.
Lies.
Begging this man to come on our show.
Everywhere we've seen him for years. And the first time it happened was in MLS All-Star in Atlanta.
At the Black Arrow Party.
At the Black Arrow Party. Okay. Yeah.
He's only hanging out with his Brit homies. Poet and Food. And then they played, what they play? They played Skepta and ASAP Rocky, Deshine. Y'all went ham.
Yeah.
And I said, okay, he's in good spirits.
Ask him now.
This is the time.
You got to come on our show. And he goes, maybe when I retire.
Then I can talk, man. Now I can talk. Yeah.
Now he has no leash on, right? Everybody, big round of applause for Bradley Wright Phillips, everybody. Bradley, what's
appreciate
up,
the well, I appreciate the warm welcome, man.
Of course,
thank you. You know, I think I'll start here because I think a lot of people think that we should be a little bit more contentious, a little bit more, you know.
We should be beefing.
Yeah, beefing. We should be beefing because, look, you.
Like, we should send for you just to give it to you in your British, in your British hip hop slang. You know what I mean?
Okay, we will use your terminology if necessary. But you are a person who has legitimately broken our hearts many times. Whether it's at Rebel Arena, whether it's at Yankee Stadium, where's that City Field? All right?
Yeah.
It's I didn't go there. I don't think I went there.
City Field. Okay.
Maybe it was a home game at Rebel Arena.
I don't know. But that's why I think a lot of times when people, you know, sometimes, you know, we're very publicly NYCFC fans. Yeah. And, you know, the homies, when sometimes I hear the way they talk about you, and I'm like, yeah, I don't like him also, but like
in 90 minutes.
In the 90 minutes.
Outside of that, you don't know him. Like, you know.
He's kind of a nice guy.
Hey, man, I love New York City, but they're my children, man. I always got love for all my children. Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
We're going to have jokes also. So if you get the joke off.
But no, after meeting you, and it is, I mean, I'm sure this happens, you know, guys you played against, where like, you know, you there's rivalry.
Facts, yeah.
But there's a respect off the field, and there's that acknowledgement. But when it comes to, let's just get right into it. Hudson River Derby, it's worked out for us this year.
Yeah.
Early on though.
That was rough. A little bit difficult. But I've heard you talk about the Hudson River Derby. Right. And as soon as the matches start, NYCFC, new team, and it's like, boom, yep. This is the team we need to beat at all times.
Now we have ops.
Yeah. You talk about it. It was like, you know, Arsenal Tottenham for years. Yeah. And it's like, oh, bro, we're new here. Why are you doing bringing all this
but
here?
You got to understand. That's what I grew up on. I grew up on like derbies. You know, as a kid, when I'm watching in England, the biggest games are the derby matches. So when we finally got one, you know, in the city, for me, that was everything. I had an interview. It was out. It's on record. I wanted to be the first person to score in this. I knew that in years, it's going to be historic. So I wanted to be the first person to ever score in the derby. I manifested that. I wanted to be a part of this forever. And credit to you guys, the Blue Guys. Honestly, I would have to go to bed early. This was something I had to mentally prepare for. I knew there was every time you guys always got ballers, big names. It's not an easy place to go and play football. So I had to go to bed early. I had to really think about, you know, what's this game looking like for me tomorrow? We can't lose. The bragging rights, everything, just 3 points. It's just something I always look forward to. And it worked out well for me.
Damn. I mean, and it didn't work out well for us.
No, it didn't.
Because it was a very interesting introduction to, you know, for us, we were casually going to MLS games. Yeah. I used to go to MetroStars games when I was a kid, and the occasional Red Bull game here and there. and then, you know, I always say this, like, for me, Red Bull wasn't the team that, like, just spoke to me. And that had nothing to do with the club in particular. It was just like NYCFC started.
We both tried in
our own
way.
That's fair enough.
We both tried. Like, I went to Henry's first match ever when he came in the second half, scored against Tottenham. I never thought I'd get a chance to see him score against Tottenham. I think Keane was on that team. Gareth Bale was on that team.
Yeah.
It was stacked. And I was like, yo, this is crazy. But I wore an Arsenal kit. I didn't have a Red Bull anything, and the fans weren't necessarily
Arsenal, man.
Yeah, come on, see, we can agree.
That's where they love it.
Yeah.
That's where they love it.
But I dug the Red Bull fans weren't too happy, and the person I called at that time and be like, "Yo, where should I sit?" It, like, as I don't know the stadium, and I'm like trying not to. And like, no, sit in the supporter section. I came up with an Arsenal kit. The rest, some of the fans weren't that nice to me, so I was like, "All right, this ain't my team, bro."
Sure,
you know what I mean? Like, this ain't my spot. So here we are. You know,
and that's, we could have had Alexis, man.
Yeah, you could have. This could have been this podcast probably would have had a lot more juice during Hudson River Derby. But I mean, here we are, and I'm very happy to be a New York City FC fan. But talk to me about those opportunities to get at least. We don't consider it a trophy, right? It's a supporter shield. It's a silverware.
It's silverware.
It's not a trophy, but to get something for this Red Bull team, for the fan base. Look, we have friends that are fans of Red Bull.
Yeah.
They've been struggling for years. They want to win something. Y'all brought that.
Yeah.
How did that feel in that moment?
It was amazing. Listen, the first time I got there halfway through the season, I think I was 13. It didn't feel like mine. You know, I'm gonna take it. You put it on my stats, but it didn't feel like mine. I didn't play enough games. I was part of the squad, but I think when was it, 15 and 18, to me, that was everything. And like I said, where I'm from, you grow up, you win the league, you're the best team consistently throughout the season, you're the best team. So for me, I felt like a winner, I felt like a champion.
Yeah.
Obviously, being in America, you need the cup.
Bro.
We don't have that. We didn't get that. We didn't do enough to get a cup, and that still sits with me. But bringing some success to that club was everything to me, because before I got to Red Bull, I was... I wouldn't say out of love with football, but it wasn't the same. And I found a new place, and it was a place that I could call my own. It was a team that I wanted to do well for. So winning, you know, the Shield with Red Bull was big for me.
Yeah, you know, you bring that up. There was obviously, we've talked about this when you were on Morning Footy. Lord of the Mics?
Yeah.
Well, one of the things that Yannick Bolasie, if you haven't watched it, just Google BWP Lord of the Mics.
Yeah, well, nothing would make me happier than to have BWP react to this.
So while you pull that up, Yannick Bolasie, you guys were joking with each other, right? Yeah. And obviously, you're roasting each other within the bars. He tried to make fun of you for going to MLS.
Yeah.
But you've been very open about how MLS, like, almost you felt like rebirthed your career.
Facts.
What is it about it? Is it the fact that maybe there's, like, not as much pressure from the fans? Like, you better win. It gives you a little bit more time to kind of find your place. What exactly about going to MLS kind of gave you that rebirth?
It was, for me, it was like a new challenge. Obviously, you guys know who I am, who my dad is, who my brother is. So
Everything
I do in England, it was just, Ian Wright's son, Sean's brother.
Yeah,
it didn't feel like my own career. If I'm doing well, you know, well, he should be. You know, he's so-and-so's son. If I'm doing bad, how could he be this bad when this is his dad and this is his brother, you know?
Right.
And I was just fed up with it. Honestly, when I was a bit younger, I got in a little bit of trouble and I was just like, I was done with England almost, done with football. And I had the opportunity to come to the Red Bull. And once I got here, I just felt free.
Bro, the media in England will attack any little thing.
Yeah, and that's what it is. I wasn't running from the media. It just felt like I needed something new.
Yeah.
Honestly, I came over here, I didn't have a clue about the MLS really, but I can play football anyway.
Before we pull this up, how did you hear about MLS? Like, who did they contact you?
Well, I have the same agent as Thierry. Thierry was here and he said, listen, come over. They want to see you train, you know. And where I'm from, I'm arrogant at this time. I think I'm the best or whatever. And I'm like, trial.
You're like, send him a YouTube clip, bro.
Send him a freestyle, man. No, but then I'm like,
Do you know who my dad is?
But I'm like, who are you? Just go on trial. There's Thierry Henry's here, Tim Cahill, Janino was here. So I'm like, Peggy Lou and Dula. I'm like, I'm going to go and play football with these guys. The worst that can happen is I go and kick around with these guys and I go back home and find another team. So I came over here and once I did, I loved it.
Really?
Loved it. I didn't think, I was, again, very ignorant. I didn't know the training facility would be good. I didn't know what the stadium looked like. So in my mind, it was going to be, because England's the home of football and some of those stadiums are terrible, you know?
Like, trash.
Yeah. And I got here and I thought it was going to be even worse. I'm getting here and I'm like, Red Bull Arena.
Yeah.
I feel my wife, I'm like, we're staying. pack up the house, we're staying.
Yeah, you're like, the hot water works in the training facility.
Yeah, it's interesting because, you know, we had DeAndre Yedlin on the show about a year ago, 2 years ago, and he was talking about leaving MLS and coming back. And he said the biggest shock was like, I didn't realize the upgrade to just the training ground was going to be like, I got back and it's better than the grounds that
Newcastle or wherever he's probably been playing. Yeah. Honestly, the training facilities here are unbelievable. I think when you're not from England, you think that obviously it's the Holy Grail, it feels like, but you'll go there. And if you're from America or anywhere else, it could be eye opening to you.
Yeah.
we've toured a lot of stadiums and a lot of training.
You know that meme, that like goofy meme where he's like, damn, bitch, you live like this? That's what I think of like going to England.
Yeah.
But they're the reasons though that give, I don't know, like the Premiership, the Championship, the edge, because players are playing through that. You know, they're not brought up on luxury.
Get on with it.
Get on with it. Get on with it, man.
Such a great way of saying, like, don't make me deal with any of my issues.
You know what the American version of that is now is you got to lock in.
You got to lock in.
That's it. It doesn't matter how difficult your life is, bro. You're not locking in hard.
Exactly. You got to commit. You got to tap in. Exactly. You're like, how about we patch the hole in the wall? Stop telling me to lock in.
Before you start demanding things from me.
Yeah. Yo, there's bugs in my apartment, man.
You ain't locking it hard enough.
You got to lock in, bro. I can't tell you anymore. I'm your landlord.
So we'll get back to footy, but this bit.
I feel like this is we're really doing history.
This. Yes. So look, I just
wasn't even on the list, dog.
All I want to say is that this has been a thing that we've talked about for almost a decade. When I first was introduced to Grime, I think this was like one of the first sort of videos.
Yeah, because that Garage Garage, whatever I want to call it. That type of fast beat didn't really play here.
Yeah, of course not.
So I was like trying to explain to him. I'm like, no, bro, this guy raps. Like, for real. He got bars. And he's like, Bradley Wright Phillips. The real one, the same one.
And also, Yannick Bolasie.
He's still playing, right?
Yeah, he plays in Brazil. oh, what's his team called? Yeah. I can't remember the team name. Yannick, sorry, bro.
Yeah, no, all good. Like, we can look it up.
Vogel, maybe?
He's playing. He's definitely playing and doing well.
And he, but he was a former Everton player. I'm an Everton fan. So I was like, all right, this is, and I'm like, how both of you have this ability? Which I was just not aware of.
It's just where we're from in London.
Well, first of all, let's be honest. For most Americans, it surprises us that British people, even in this era, even knew how to rap.
Do you know what worries me about this, like Americans seeing this? Because grime's so different. It's like a faster tempo. You know, we're not as slow with the words. It's different
also,
flows.
The repeating stuff.
Repeating stuff. I don't really.
To us, that makes us think you don't know what else to say.
Yeah, but for us, that's like a almost.
Look at this.
Yeah, that's
so
crazy.
So we're not, look, and I just want to be clear. We're not here to criticize because we're fans already. We love this.
Yeah, I can't believe you guys threw this at me, man. You're setting me up, man.
Is this Jammer?
This is Jammer, legend.
He's an absolute legend, bro. He's on everything.
Yeah. So the main thing is the fact that this exists, I think, for a lot of people. So we also show this to anybody who knows you that comes to the studio. Because I don't know if you heard from Ali Curtis. Ali Curtis came to the studio.
You showed Ali?
And we were like, yo,
no clue, dog.
When was this?
This was like 3 months ago.
I was going to say, man, that's probably why they got rid of me at Red Bull.
No. We waited. We waited till the ink was signed on MLS 360.
You were good. We didn't mess with your paper, bro.
Where is this? This is like a for real a basement?
This is Jammer's parents' house. Like, so... Yeah, downstairs
so
in the basement.
So Jammer's mom is upstairs trying to make food?
Jammer's mom and dad is up there cooking. But it's legendary. Listen, so a lot of people are doing grime. They're deprived. They're like young kids with, you know, not sure what they're going to do with their future. And Jammer found a place, his basement, where he produces music. You go down there, clash. Keeps people off the street. His parents were good with it. They're legends. Legends, 100%.
This is so cool.
Crazy. Bro, my mother has never supported me.
I've never been as nervous in a football match than I have being in that basement.
For real?
Yeah, because I don't know, I'm a lot more talkative now, but as a football player, I grew up in an era where you shut up and you play football.
You got on with it.
So even when this, get on with it. So even when this came out, I was hiding. I weren't promoting this. I flew from America for like 2 days, came back and it was like nothing happened. I didn't say anything. People are promoting, they're saying, yo, send this out. I'm like, there's no way, man.
Yeah?
There's no way I'm putting this out.
That's like when a comedian gets a job at an office place because they like need the extra money.
Yeah.
You don't tell anyone you're a comedian because you think they're going to fire you.
Yeah.
This was the same.
That's how I was.
This is your superhero, right?
This is how I was.
What you do at night.
Like, this is who I'd like to be, man. Honestly, I have the same amount of love for grime as I do as football. Like, I love it that much.
That's remarkable. Yeah.
I love it that much.
Grime, not hip-hop, just grime.
Just grime. I don't really listen to new music's whack to me. I think it's... There's not much substance in it. I don't really like new music. You'll find me listening to an old grime set from 2005.
Really?
Yeah, that's what I listen to on YouTube. I don't really listen to the new stuff.
What do you think about grime kind of making a little bit of a comeback?
But see, this is the people that are not into it. Grime, to me, has never died. Like, I can always go and find a set. There's new gen. There's a lot of people doing sets, releasing music. All the time. It's just until somebody big or somebody from the previous years comes out and has a freestyle, then they're like, oh, grime's back.
Yeah.
No, man, it's like new MCs that are coming up doing sets and keeping the scene alive.
How do you know the rapper H?
H?
Yeah. So he said a while back, I'm using his terms because I'm not even sure what it means. He's like, I'm not really arsed about grime.
Yeah.
It's not really my thing. It's older.
Because a lot of people...
I'm more of a hip-hop fan. And then, caught a lot of heat because a lot of people saying like, you're not respecting your culture.
Facts, because... If you rap in England, you've listened to grime. There's some influence from grime. You're not just a rapper and you haven't had any influence in grime. It's impossible. I think people look at grime as like, that was primary school or like, let's say middle school. Now, like rap is like, I'm in high school now.
Right.
They look at it as something that you do when you're... Yeah, there is. But I think there's a bit more art in the grime.
The only thing, and I'm a Yannick Bolasie fan. I'm just curious because his... First bars at you.
Yeah.
They're very personal.
He comes right at you.
No, you have to be.
He's going for the jugular,
Let's see what he says. Let's go. What does he say?
All right. So just when you hear that, you're in.
My guy's like, well, he's pulling up stats. What are you on, transfer market?
What are you doing? Are you going to look at my transfer fees?
Yo, but you know what? You got to remember, we shared a locker room. So this is happening, like face-to-face, voice notes. I know some of the things he's going to say.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
You're like B-Rabbit.
It's not like, I know he might come with this one or he might say something along these lines.
Yeah.
Is that why you're kind of smiling almost to yourself?
Because some
on
of
the
them
side?
I've heard, he might have sent me the first 8 bars of it, in a voice note. And I'm like, oh, you're saying this.
Oh, Also, low key, he kind of has like a Kano type flow.
Don't disrespect Kano.
No. I feel like he's biting Kano. Like,
you hear me coming for him at like, he's biting a lot of people in here.
Listen, are you impressed that I even know that though?
You know Kano. Kano's one of my favorites ever.
Yeah, Sully, by the way, Sully, on
Top Boy. Yeah. But you know, the thing with Yannick, you should win this. You can talk about my dad. You can talk about my brother.
Yeah.
You should win this.
Yeah. Right. Don't nobody know your family. I'm telling you, man. We don't know the Bolassis. You know what I
mean? You're the biggest Bolassi.
Yeah. You're it.
As he does mention.
Out of three stars, he is the weak one. Yeah, that was decent. Do you know who Dominic Clary is?
No.
It was a dude that got caught on a meme. Like, he got caught. It was one New Year's Eve years ago. And he got caught, you know, going down on a girl in the streets.
In the streets.
Someone took a picture. Someone took a picture of it.
Right. I believe the term is Bocat.
Bocat. Okay. You know some stuff, man.
I'm tapped in.
Does
research. Yeah, so that comes up every new year, you're gonna see Dominic Clary.
Hilarious.
Yeah. Yo, the you know what we should do? We gotta find a way to get Yannick Bolassi in here and you, and we'll do a pop-up video style.
We would love it.
You know what I mean? With the little notes popping up on what this bar means.
Yeah, break them down, man.
And so there were a lot of bars.
I know the joke here because Jammer Smile. You never see Jammer Smile.
There were a bunch of bars about your brother and your dad. Yeah. And interestingly enough, your dad, I just posted, I saw he got a knee replacement today.
Yeah, he got
today.
A knee replacement.
And how's he doing?
He's good. Okay. He's fine, man. Yeah, one of my younger brothers just had he's having a baby, so he's got some more good news. He got another grandson or grandchild on the way. So.
Amazing. Yeah. Look, we've had your brother on the show, Ryan Phillips. Yep. I did the show.
We hung out with Ian at
the coaches convention a couple years ago. And then we hung out with your dad when we emceed the Premier League Fan Fest in Philadelphia.
Nice,
and he was there.
Nice, yeah.
And the adoration, the love is just remarkable.
I can see why everyone calls him uncle.
Uncle, man. He's everyone's uncle.
It's
like, also, how is he the youngest of all of you guys?
My man has all the energy.
And younger. I hope that happens to me, man. Minus the knee replacement, I want the same.
Yeah. We have this a wild story with your dad because we're hanging
from
out.
From the trailer?
From the trailer. I'm happy to tell you this because this is just such a strain that you can obviously attest to.
It's like
what your
me,
dad is like.
You, it's Anna Yurka, Ian Wright, Alan Shearer, Graham Stewart.
Good Graham crew. Stewart and from Liverpool, McAtee.
I forgot he was in it.
So we're all watching a Newcastle game. Yeah. I forgot who they were playing against. But
no, it was Leeds versus Arsenal. Yes, trust me, because it was Nketiah.
Okay. So
you're talking about the header.
Yeah.
It was Arsenal versus Leeds.
So there's a.
I get to watch. We're in Ian Wright watching an Arsenal game. It blew my mind.
We can't believe we're even existing in this
moment.
We're
looking at your dad and not the game. We're like.
But one of the most surreal moments is where
Saka sends across.
There's an aerial ball. Yeah. And
by the way, your dad is sitting at the booth in the trailer next to the wall.
Next
right?
to the wall. So the wall's right behind him.
No, next to him as well. It cuts back.
Sure.
And he's turned sideways.
So we're watching on TV here, and the ball's in the air, and he's like,
we're all like,
we're like,
we're
oh,
waiting
like,
for
who's going
to
get
score?
Ahead on it? And your dad goes this.
Yeah, Nketiah whips. And all of a sudden, you don't see the ball change trajectory, but we all heard, and we're all like, what the?
No.
He hit that. He hit it. He headed the ball.
He headed the ball watching the game.
His body reacted. And by the way, he had better timing than any of them.
It would have been a goal if he was there.
And he's like,
we all were like, what the hell is that noise?
I'm telling you, being a striker is a mentality, man.
Bro,
that will prove it to you today. It's a mentality.
The part that's the most shocking was afterwards, like, you okay? He goes, I didn't even know I did that. His neck memory, bro. The forehead memory. The muscle memory.
Is crazy.
Bro, and he had better timing than Eddie and Nketiah.
Dude.
That's when I knew Eddie was going to be sold, bro.
It was, the football is in that man's blood and in his genes. He cannot remove it, bro. And he is more, you know, he obviously is a great player and such a legend, but he is the mayor of football, seemingly, like when seeing him interact with fans in Philadelphia.
Even Tottenham fans love him. Yeah. Everyone loves him.
Because he's just like a normal bloke, man. He doesn't come across like a celebrity.
No.
I think you're anyone, any walk of life, you can talk to my dad. You know, you can go up to him. He's going to treat you the same. He's going to respond the same as someone like your next door neighbor. And I think people love that about him.
Yeah. Obviously, growing up in that shadow, and I know you've talked about this a bunch, but is obviously, you know, it was a motivator to leave England and come here. But when you did get here, and given the fact that probably a lot of people did not know that was your dad, had no real clue.
They call him Ian Wright Phillips.
I know.
Unacceptable. whoever's out there and you're doing it, it's unacceptable.
Stop saying that.
That's crazy. I've heard that more than enough times. But,
that's
sorry,
hilarious. No, but I mean, how much of it are you balancing that relief of like, I don't want to live in my dad's shadow with also being like, I still want that a little bit of the whatever comes with being Ian Wright's son.
Yeah, you know what? I'd hope I didn't phrase it in a way where it was like I'm really running from that. It wasn't. It was just more like a selfish, just go out and do you.
Well, Yannick didn't have to deal with it, right? Because nobody knows his name.
It was more go out and do you. And the lucky, like having a dad like that, for me, my career path was chosen, you know? I almost thought, if you're following, like, you know, someone you look up to, someone that's very influential in your life, that was clear to me. So I was lucky in that way. It's just, after a while, it's just, I don't want to just talk about my dad every conversation. You know, I'm going to tournaments when I'm 9, 10, and there's a crowd of people around me. I just want to play football with my friends.
Yeah.
I don't care what you think of Ian Wright, bro. Just let me play football. You know what I mean?
So it's fascinating because like,
I've always wanted a crowd around me. Exactly.
But we joke around because, you know, my father passed away, unfortunately. Sorry. But I didn't have a great relationship.
And I hope my father passed away.
So he didn't. So
oh my God.
It's something. I love this show. We're stand-up comedians for a reason, Bradley. Yeah. But it's something where, you know, I have an 18-month-old boy right now, right? And there's something to...
And I'm the pull-out king.
It sounds like you own a bed mattress company.
Yeah.
Come down, the pull-out king.
We don't, no stains, I promise. We don't be wonderful.
I'm trying to...
Just flip the mattress, bro. Get on with
it. I'm trying to have a serious...
So, yeah, your dad passed. Sorry.
So, anyway, I'm balancing that, like, you know, wanting to be, you know, in my son's life. And look, I'm sure your kids might also deal with some of this, but, you know, kind of a famous dad, right? Do you think about it in your style of parenting of giving, you know, not being too... not overbearing, but you know what I mean? Like, 100%. You know, involved in your kids' lives. Maybe some of them are in football and stuff like that.
No, 100%. Even when I go watch my son or my daughter, if they're practicing, if they're training, sometimes I sit in the car. But for me, it isn't as crazy as it was for like my dad. I'm not like who my dad was. In America too.
You're also in America. Sports. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I tend to stay away like and just watch the game from the car maybe. I try not to take them out too much and do 1v1 sessions. Because I didn't grow up with my dad. Obviously, I would see my dad weekends or whatever, just whenever, every now and again. So I didn't have that going out into the garden. Me and Sean, in that where we grew up, we just learned to play, hitting the wall, playing with our friends, playing with older guys. And I kind of want that for my children. I don't want to just be on them, you know, getting the cones out, doing all these drills.
Like Lamar Ball. LeVar Ball.
One of those. Yeah. I kind of want, you need a balance, like you're saying. I think they're enough to support, but also let them find their own way.
Yeah,
that's how mine was.
I mean,
yeah, my dad completely left me alone for life.
He's like, you got this.
I don't know, dude. Get on with it, bro.
Hey, you figured it out, man.
Yeah.
He said, "Yo,
I certainly did. I don't know what I figured out, but he said,
Alexis, lock in.
Yeah, you got it. Lock in, man."
He said, get on with it, man.
He dapped my little baby. He took off, bro. He said, "Please don't tell your mama what you."
I want to get some reaction, obviously, to the MLS wildcard matches this week, which were wild. Obviously, last night, Vancouver home against Portland.
Whooping.
Bro.
Whooping. Just
was the sound I heard.
Empty the clip.
5-0. Wow. Not only was the game kind of wild, but even the comments. I don't know if you've seen all the comments afterwards, because Phil Neville had really harsh words. He basically said that he saw what players quit on him.
Wow.
He said that he's like, it was very strategic. He was like, I have a 3-year contract, so I'm glad I'm not figuring this out in 3 years. Yeah, he's like, all right, you know you're going to be that long, I guess. But very, very stern. when you see a 5-0 loss like that at home, and I'm, you know, unfortunately you've seen a 7-0
team, but that's not playoffs.
Not playoffs. No. But for something like that, how do the Timbers even sort of bounce back and just what, how do you make sense of a performance like that?
Well, first of all, for the Timbers, luckily for them, they have a long time now to go and hide under what rock they need to, because I think I was talking to Lloyd Sam just on the way in here, and I'm turning up to a game in one thing. If I'm playing against you guys later on, I'm going to turn up, and there's something in my head where I've got a click to where I have to beat you.
Yeah.
So immediately from step one, you're turning up ready to compete.
Right.
You're playing at home. It's a wild card game. You know, if you lose this, you're going home. From what I saw from the Timbers didn't look like a team that was prepared to fight, prepared to run, prepared to compete. And that's the first step. I can't understand how you turn up like that. So Phil Neville, the things he's saying, I understand that. But also, Phil, you have a job to prepare these guys. You're supposed to see, do they look prepared? Have I said enough? You can't just blame the players. As a whole, as a club, very disappointing. I had them to win. Vancouver's been my dark horse team all season, but I thought with Portland being at home, with the attacking players they have.
With the fan base.
Understanding this moment, I had them winning.
I had Evander as my MVP.
Me too. I had him up there for a while, and he's done well.
This was a while. I don't know if you saw Evander's tweet. He tweeted this earlier at 2:13 a.m. He tweets out, "Portland fans do not deserve the people who have power over this club. Wow. People who say they are men but do not keep their word. People who are only there when the team wins. Unfortunately, these are things we have no control over." So I read this and I see Phil Neville's comments. He clearly has a problem with someone. You assume it's maybe Phil. I don't understand. But Evander, given the season he's had individually, you would think like he would probably be in some decent and good standing.
Especially because this is why you bought me for this season.
Yeah. You don't regularly see players talk like this after a loss.
And I can understand. And that's the pressure coming out there. That's the player that you expect to get it done for Portland. He's had a good enough season. If there's anyone that can talk on that team, it's him. But I would say as the best player on the team and as a leader, I don't know, maybe getting that, whoever you're talking to, maybe go and tell them.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's a tweet.
Sure, yeah.
You know, because then you're trying to convince me now that you're trying to explain to us that you're not happy. But if you're not happy, deal with it on the pitch. Deal with it there.
Yo.
Troy. Sorry. Troy Deeney just walked in.
You want to take a seat, man?
No. Sorry. This guy was like, just coming this way. My bad.
Yeah, no. It's okay. Please, if you want to grab a seat.
No, I left my wife out here.
Yeah, come on in.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm saying, though?
Yeah.
Don't tweet that, then. If you're that angry about it, go and talk to the person you're angry about. I don't get that.
Yeah.
I do like this, though, because it lets the fans in on like, hey.
Yeah, but that's my
Something's
point.
Something's going to happen now. Like, we got to figure it out.
That's my point. It looks like you're looking after yourself, though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't know if I'm explaining that right. But
you are. I get it. You're looking
after yourself. You're looking after yourself.
My fault is what you're saying.
You all lost that game in the wild card. That was terrible from everyone.
Yeah.
Let's talk about you. Obviously, you've been in this league for a minute. You saw the fanfare around Henri, right?
Yeah.
Right? And I've been very open. That is a legend to me, right? I can't believe I even have had the chance to speak to this man. You know what I mean? Just crazy, you know, because I grew up watching him. It feels like England is so far away.
Yeah.
And then to see him in our league was crazy. Bro, that's been dialed up like a billion with Messi.
It's crazy.
Right now.
It's wild. It's hard to put into words, like, the effect he's had on the league. My only worry is when he leaves, and I don't even want to talk about when he leaves because I don't know what we're going to do.
Yeah.
But when he leaves, how do we carry that on? How do we use that momentum?
This man's knees,
I'm telling
bro.
You.
But, until 48.
But honestly, I came over here, when did I get 13? 2013. And then you would see the odd football shirt around.
Yeah.
And then each year it got a bit more. Each year, kept rising. But now, Messi, there's a Miami shirt in every corner of New Jersey, wherever I've been across the country.
You probably see it at your kids' schools.
100%. Yeah. There's about four or five players on his team that turn up to practice with Messi. And I'm like, I've known you for 4 years, bro. You didn't even like football.
Yeah.
Now you got a Messi. It's crazy.
You were having these conversations on MLS Season Pass about, and MLS 360 about MVP, because Sasha Kljestan basically broke the internet with his statement of like, if you're voting for Messi as MVP, you're not a serious person.
Yeah.
Well, unfortunately, Sasha, I'm not a serious person, I guess. That's who got my vote. That whole discourse, how did you feel about it?
First of all, the timing of that conversation was a nightmare for Sasha because... And I was kind of with him a little bit.
That
just
was
understanding.
Before the game.
That was before
the
hat-trick. That was before the hat-trick and the assist. So now it's like, what's this guy talking about?
Right.
But I understand where it's coming from. You got to understand as well. What I was trying to say to the people, like, Messi's my favorite player ever. I think when we're saying, when people hear you say he's not MVP, they think you're saying that you don't like him. It's almost like the Ronaldo debate. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying I ain't seen him enough this season.
That's granted, what I'm saying.
Granted, though, when he's played, he's just doing ridiculous things.
But are you, so I understand. You played in this league. Is it okay? You're Lucha Acosta, bro. You had stats all season.
Yeah.
Now, this guy comes in for 20 matches, records. He played the final.
That's where I'm looking at it from.
Is that okay?
That's where I'm looking at it from, because I'm talking about players like Evander, even Benteke.
Benteke, bro.
It's hard to get
you can't do it if your team don't get in the playoffs.
It's the MVP. To be fair.
Are you really that valuable, bro?
If they got to the playoffs and he made them get to the playoffs with his goals, then you could put him in an argument. But that's what I'm saying. There's a bunch of players.
Like some MLS nerds, bro.
But there's a bunch of players that deserve it. Also, so
yeah. This is look. I think it's an interesting.
This should be the MVP NNM, the most valuable player not named Messi. That should be the award.
Just a different award. Yeah. You know what? Honestly, the best part of this whole thing, because there's a couple of things, right? I think what we're gonna see after the vote tallies are out, and the players vote, the media votes as well. I have this weird feeling that the players are also gonna vote for Messi. So if I'm wrong, then I'm wrong. But I
think that makes the most sense. Though. If you played in a game against him,
But then the best part is that if Messi does win the MVP, how great is it going to be for Lionel Messi to be winning the Landon Donovan MVP trophy?
Finally,
bro. Let's go.
Yo, get those Ballon d'Ors off the mantle. You got an LD. The Landon Donovan.
It's crazy because I've had this thought.
Yeah.
I've had this thought, but I ain't touched on it. You said it.
Thank you.
The Landor. The Ballon d'Or.
Hey, but you know what's amazing, though? This guy's chasing his 46th trophy. It's going to be like his first MLS playoff appearance. Appearance. But it's unbelievable. 46 trophies, man.
Yeah. I mean, look, it's watching him play. And it's
46.
It made it look a little easier. That last game made it easier for him to get my vote for MVP. But
46?
I got promoted from League One to the championship. You can't talk to me.
Right.
I'm a boss.
Yeah.
Can't talk to me.
Sunglasses.
46 in London.
You got a parade. You got a parade, right? For league after winning.
You don't get parade. You get a nice night out.
Okay, right.
Sent to Vegas. It was good.
Right. Okay.
But it's not 46 trophies is wild.
Dude.
And you can do it here. That's crazy.
And I think Harry Kane in the mud.
46?
Harry Kane taking straight shots. That's embarrassing. You support Tottenham? You support Tottenham?
Yeah,
of course. Nobody says of course. to Tottenham.
Yo, low-key, Tottenham all of a sudden like a fashionable club to follow. It's like, bro, do your research.
Yeah, it's weird,
fam,
bumping into Tottenham fans. It's weird.
People saw the beers come from the bottom, you know?
Yeah,
that's the trophy.
That's my club.
To the bottom of the cup, though.
Dude,
I don't even watch football. I just like the technology of the beer going through.
I just want to get your reaction, because obviously the other wild card game, your boy Dax McCarty, the show goes on.
It does,
because he announced he's retiring. But they beat Montreal in penalties. But they're going to be playing Inter Miami.
Yeah,
but Dax has weirdly become like a friend, not just a friend of the show.
Yeah.
Again, another person who's broken our hearts. At Hudson River Derby.
You gotta stop befriending all these rebel players, bro.
Why are they so nice?
They're good people, man.
Off the pitch.
But can you talk a little bit just about seeing Dax bury that first penalty, and then just maybe opine on his time and his career?
Yeah. First of all, with the penalty in a wild card game, I was nervous for Dax. It potentially his last game. Last game kicking a ball, I was really nervous. If the last kick of the ball, you go out in the playoffs and then you retire.
Yeah.
So I had a little bit of secondhand nervousness for him. But also, I told you, when I first got to America, I was very ignorant to the level of the league. The players, I didn't know much. And Dax is the player that made me understand, wow, these Americans can play football, man. Okay. Yeah. Honestly, walked into the training ground, little gingerhead kid, running around, not too big, dad bod.
You know
what I mean? Nothing special, but I get on the training pitch and he's just balling. First touch, class. Vision, can play it. He's decent in the air, can cover ground. He's just a really good midfielder. And I was blown away. Because like I said, I came over here with some ignorance. And Dax is one of those players. Like, I always put him in my top five of playing with people, players I played with in America. Really good career. Unbelievable player and person.
Yeah, good person too.
Yeah,
good, it's frustrating for us because it's easy to hate him. Because on the pitch, he's a dog.
Yeah, he is.
So you want to hate him.
Yeah. So and he'll be playing in his in that first round,
potentially his last final three matches or two.
We'll keep going, see, back to
who knows what's going to happen against Inter Miami, but they're playing this Friday. You guys are, obviously you got a big weekend. Yeah. Can I ask
one more thing before we go, because I know we're about to run.
Sure, sure.
And our next guest obviously walked in, so we're just going to ask one more question. So you
can't just call him next guest.
Yeah.
A little bit, yeah.
A little bit
cheeky, bro.
I was just letting people know that obviously.
Some dude in the back is that, bro.
Yeah, there's some guy here. I know he says he played or whatever. some weird place called England. You obviously, did you play with Mike Rella or did you leave?
Yeah, no, okay, Dino, that's my brother, man.
So look, I get to work with Thierry Henry. Now, we had a little bit of a, he got a little bit upset with me, right? He tried to make fun of me for my hair, and then I made fun of him for not having any. That necessarily didn't go over too smoothly.
I think when you got no hair, you don't make hair jokes.
That's what I was trying to say. That's like me make fun of his wallet. Yeah, you know what I mean? Facts, yeah. It's not the smartest thing. But then everyone was like, yo, how'd you go after Thierry? I'm like, bro, I clap back. But then Mike Rella had a moment as well. Did you see where I think he was just trying to have a conversation with him.
He
said, no, I, dude, of course I know MLS. I replaced you. And did you see the switch in Henry that you remember from back in the day?
Again, I was nervous for Mike. Genuinely.
It could have been his final moment on television.
Bro, I'm like, maybe the last minute to see where I'm at.
I need to phone Mike. Fired. Have they bumped into each other since?
I don't know.
Thierry, that's not done. Mike, at some stage, is getting shut down.
Yeah?
Yeah, at some stage, I don't think Thierry's just holding that one.
Yeah?
Because Mike knows what he's doing. One, you didn't replace him. It was great banter. It was great for social media.
I think he said replace him on the team, right? Like, he was another forward on the team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
he said, but his face said, nah.
You know what it is? And Mike, he gets the win. He got the win because he's saying it. And when you're the bigger person, it's hard to... If Thierry replies, what are people going to say?
Yeah.
Oh, he can't take a joke. So he loses either way.
Yeah.
So Mike,
but
well
you
done,
play with Henri, like
bro.
You know.
As soon as he said it, it brought me back to the change room, and I was like, "Wow!"
The eyes.
I couldn't watch, bro. I was watching like that.
Mike, you got it, bro. Yeah.
It was funny though.
Just lighting a candle for Grella.
Yeah, it was funny, bro.
You got the bodega candles. No, you good, bro? I would call you agent, though. I would call you agent. Make sure everything high.
Amazing, man, dude. Yeah. BWP. So, like I said, this weekend, MLS playoffs continue. This gig has been dope, but now being like a proper, you know, football pundit in America and getting to, you know, call not only, you know, be around for Messi and all these playoff games, but what are you sort of looking forward to this weekend?
Yeah, obviously Messi's first playoff game. You can watch that everywhere. It's free. I think the first three games of first round is free. So watch that. If you don't really watch MLS, make sure you tune in. It's free. You ain't paying nothing. Just get out there and watch it. It'll be all over the place. Free on apple.com. So yeah, I'm looking forward to that match. It's going to be tough for Atlanta. But then just the rest of the week, and I'm in Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I think playoffs is when it gets real.
That's when your schedule gets real.
Yeah, we often compare America to England. I think playoffs is the closest thing when it comes to the matches and the standard and the intensity. So I look forward to it a lot.
Very nice. It's going to be exciting. All right. BWP, absolutely honored. Thank you so much for
coming. Thank you for
having me. Finally did it.
And also, bury that freestyle thing now. It's done. Retired, man.
Actually, yo, you said we.
I didn't say that. I know what you're going to say.
A lot of players have come back and played, right? I mean, you're still in really good shape. Have you ever thought about retiring, coming back off retirement?
What? To play football?
No?
There's no way. It's impossible.
What about?
You can spit a little bit if you want.
That's a good beat.
What about coming back from retirement?
It's not happening.
Not even one bar.
Thank you for having me, man.
We can't get one bar.
Hey, look after yourself out there.
You don't want to go at Thierry Henry?
Yo, can you rhyme anything with get on with it?
I'm done. Turn that off. I'm retired.
We tried, man.
Everybody, thank you so much for tuning in.
Another episode.
Look, you got me nervous.
Thank you for tuning in. This been an absolute honor. Make sure you go follow and support BWP on Instagram and everywhere. BW's View. Make sure and watch the MLS playoffs.
MLS season pass.
MLS season pass this weekend. It's going to be dope. Thank you again for tuning in. Make sure you follow the Cooligans. Subscribe here on YouTube. And we'll see you soon, probably with Jordini.
Surprise, he's on the show.
Peace, everybody.
Love you guys. Get on with it.